feel when Mike told you you're gonna get started?
I'm excited, a little nervous. But I mean, you guess you guys all knew about it before I did, so no one kind of had a good idea for the last couple of days, so I kind of been preparing.
Are you ready?
I hope so. I think so. Good practice today. We were sharp. Had to get my timing back a little bit, but I mean, we got a long week.
Feel a little bit different in practice today,
being a guy. Definitely. I mean, it's a whole new responsibility. I mean, the last 8, 10, 12 weeks, I mean, just kind of coming out here and watching and learning, and now I'm on the other side, so it's going to be fun.
So you said all off season that basically, you know, you were going to wait a year probably and not get this chance and see the Broncos get in the place. How surprised are you that you were in this position?
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I knew there was a possibility I might get to play this year, and I prepared like I might get to play. So I'm happy, and I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
You're put in a different situation than, let's say, Vince Young and Matt, in that their teams really aren't going anywhere. You're expected to lead your team to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, we got a good team. We got a really good defense. We got a really good offensive line. We got running backs, we got the receivers, we got a lot of leadership on this team, so I just need to go out there and do my part.
Does that make this an easier situation?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think that Matt and Vince, I mean, they kind of got to go out there and really win games. I mean, I'm going to take chances and try to put some balls in some spots, but for the most part, I just got to manage the game and help our defense out.
What's your teammates' reaction to you?
I
mean, did they talk to you at all?
I mean, we went about business as normal. I mean, a few the rookies that came with me said something to me, but for the most part, the veterans didn't miss a beat.
Did you have a conversation with Jake about it?
Yeah, talked to Jake a couple times a day, and Jake's a good guy. I mean, he's been great since I got here, and as soon as he got here today, we kind of talked, and he said didn't change anything between me and him, and he's going to be there for me. So it's good to have him around.
Even though it's a different situation, do you think you might be able to draw from the preseason, which you had some success going into this situation?
I mean, it's a different animal completely. I mean, preseason's preseason. I mean, I don't put a lot of stock into it. We're playing for real now, so I got to be a little more prepared.
Do you feel like, you know, I asked Mike this, the game plan has to be altered to, you know, because you're a younger player that hasn't been experienced, or do you feel like they can throw anything at you?
Yeah, I mean the defenses that we're going to see a little bit more complex in the preseason, but I've been able to watch a lot and learn so far these first 11 games, so I feel like we can continue doing what we've been doing.
What's the biggest difference in preparation, aside from more practice reps, obviously? Is there a big difference in preparation for you this
week? I mean, I think so. I mean, I want to be sharp. I want to have everything down. So, I mean, it's going to be some longer hours and studying a little bit more than I have in the past.
How do you emotionally or maybe physically prepare knowing that the Seahawks, knowing your rookie quarterback, are going to be blitzing you and trying to throw you off, unlike they'd probably do to Jake?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a few wrinkles that just to try to put me in a bad situation. So that's even more reason I have to be more prepared and watch a lot more film and know the game plan backwards and forwards.
Are you glad they flexed this game to prime time to make your debut on national TV?
Hey, Ian.
Oh, that was... There you go.
Yeah, it's always fun to play Sunday night, so to make my debut on a nationally televised game like that, it's gonna be fun.
You think adrenaline and excitement will be an issue for you in your first game?
I mean, my pregame is gonna be a little bit different and be a little bit more excited. But once I get on the field, I mean, I think it's just gonna take over and I'll be fine.
What'd your family say when you told them
this? They knew before I did. They called me Friday or Saturday morning and asked me if I heard anything. And then I've had calls all weekend, so it's been an interesting weekend.
When
glad
did
it's
you
over.
Actually get the official word?
Yeah, I guess like 10 this morning.
What
got the official word. Just sat down, was just talking for a little bit, and I was like, well, what am I doing in here? And he was just like, we're going to make the change, and we talked about it a little bit, so went well.
You had a tough time sleeping last night?
No.
When would you have made the change?
I think the Seattle game is a great game.
What are the things, like, you know, obviously in practice you don't get a lot of the reps. What are the things that you've been trying to do to prepare yourself for this, even though you haven't been getting a lot of the reps?
I mean, you got to mentally go through the reads and just try to stay sharp that way. I mean, physically I haven't got a lot of reps, and I'm a little rusty today on some of the throws. So, but, I mean, Jake's going to sit back and let me get roped most of them and get back into it this week.
How do you feel you've been practicing over the last several weeks?
Scout team. I mean, I just throw it wherever they tell me to in the car.
spend more time with the playbook this weekend with that possibility hanging out there?
I don't even have a playbook this weekend. So I don't get it till Wednesday, really.
I feel like you're kind of crashing for an exam like you're back in Vanderbilt?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, luckily it's a Sunday night game, which just gives us a little bit longer. But, yeah, I mean, those first couple days I might be pressing a little bit and trying to get everything down. But I got to be patient. It's going to come.
What do you think of the state of the offense right now? I mean, the way things are going, Mike said you're just average right now. And he said, you know, the running game struggle, there's other areas that struggle. So how does throwing a rookie quarterback in the mix make things better, in your opinion?
I don't know. It might make things worse. We'll have to find out. I don't know. I mean, hopefully I can give us a little bit spark, and we're going to get things turned around. I mean, we've got too much talent and too much character on this team not to. So we had a good meeting today, and I kind of looked at ourselves, and then I thought we had a really sharp practice today.
Will you talk to John a little about how to handle this?
Mm-hmm. Calls me.
Have you talked to anybody about that?
How to handle this?
Yeah.
Not really. It's kind of just been going with the flow, really. I mean, We've got a great bunch of guys in there. I mean, John Lynch and Jake and Al Wilson and Champ and all those guys, they've been great so far.
Do